See, he slept through the visit of the guys from the State Department of Hay. He doesn't understand that they took his stuff to the lab for some testing. Ha ha!
Oh, yeah, testing. Tee hee. That's pretty funny.
It's a scream. Look at those dark lines on his face. Why, he thinks he's been burglarized.
Yeah, tee hee. Maybe we ought to tell him what happened.
I gave that some thought. You know, we should, but how do you say Texas Department of Hay in tail wag?
Well, let me think here. Two wags up and down and three sideways?
No, that means good morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about three wags up and down and four sideways?
I curled my lip at him. Drover, have you forgotten everything? That means, where's the food?
Well, everything's different when you got a stub tail.
No, it's all the same. Only your messages are shorter and mine are longer. But never mind, because I don't know how to say it either. I turned back to Slim and listened. He was staring off into the distance and seemed to be deep in thought. He raised a finger in the air.
Wait a second. A deputy sheriff stopped by yesterday and said, I wonder.
He dropped his gaze to the ground and started walking, looking for tracks. Again, I nudged Drover. He's gonna find Bub's tracks, but he'll never figure it out.
Yeah, I wish we could tell him the whole story.
Me too. But sometimes the communication barriers are just too great. Slim stopped and knelt down. His finger drew a circle in the dust. His head came up and he turned to Viola.
I just figured it out. These are monkey tracks.
Huh? My gaze slid sideways until I found myself staring into Drover's eyes. Did you hear what I just heard?
Yeah. Monkey tracks.
Right. Do you remember the discussion we had about Bub? About how he looked odd?
Yeah, and I said he looked like a monkey.
No, I said that. I mean, I noticed his ears right away and, well, he wasn't wearing boots. And right then I started getting suspicious, very suspicious. And I believe I said, Drover, that guy looks like a monkey, dressed up in cowboy clothes. I'm almost sure. Slim's voice boomed.
Hank.
Drover, I think it's time for us to disappear.
I hear that.
Without being too obvious about our intentions, we slithered across an empty space of ground and took refuge beneath the truck. There we waited and listened to the pounding of our respective hearts. Some inner instinct told me that, well, we might be in trouble. But Slim would never think to look for us under the truck, would he? I couldn't see all of him, just the lower part of his body from the waist down. And I'm sorry to report that the lower portion of his body seemed to be moving in our direction. And I had every reason to suppose that his upper body was coming along with the lower portion. His legs and boots walked to the edge of the truck bed and stopped. Then his head appeared. He crooked his index finger as if to say, "Come here." I turned to Drover.
"He's calling you."
"Me? I thought it was for you."
"No, he's giving you a summons to report to the front immediately."
"Oh, darn. What does he want?"
"At this point, we don't know for sure, but I would guess that, well, he wants to ask you a question or two."
"Yeah, but I don't know any answers."
"Drover, just give him a blank stare, the usual stuff. Go on."
He didn't go cheerfully, but he went, mainly because I gave him a shove. He groveled over to Slim. Slim shook his head.
"Uh-uh."
He pointed a skinny finger to, well, to me, it appeared, and said,
"You, Bozo, come here."